Here are two questions that might help us to look more deeply at the gospel of the transfiguration that we've just heard tonight. The first question is, what changed? And the second question is, who changed? So what changed? Jesus' appearance changed. His face became like the sun, and his clothes became white as light. His parents would have been too much for Peter, James, and John. And then a bright cloud casts a shadow over them. And God speaks from the cloud and says, "This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. Listen to him." So this overwhelming experience practically threw Peter, James, and John on the floor. They went down prostrate. God revealed great power on this mountain. Power over everything, over darkness, over light. So it was no wonder that the three apostles were afraid at such power that they had never seen before and was revealed to them through Jesus. So the power of God came through the appearance of Jesus. However, the power and the presence of God is much more than appearances. We truly come to know the power and the presence of Jesus Christ through our personal encounter with him, the conversion of our minds and hearts. So who changed? Jesus didn't really change. The same Jesus who took on our human flesh, who was born in the stable, is the same Jesus who is transfigured with great power before these three apostles. You might even say that the birth of Jesus was a transfiguration of sorts. The invisible God made visible in our human flesh. Jesus, like us in all things but sin. And then in the transfiguration, we see revealed the divinity of Jesus Christ. So who really changed? Peter especially, but also James and John. And how did they change? They changed gradually and with God's perfect grace. In other words, it wasn't just one experience. It was many encounters that they had with Jesus Christ that truly changed them, that opened their eyes. Experiences that really could only be explained through faith in Jesus. They witness the glory of the transfiguration in the fact that they were given the strength that they needed. Jesus gave them that strength in order that they could face the scandal of the cross. And this is what we hear from the preface in today's Mass. To show, even by the testimony of the law and the prophets, that the passion leads to the glory of the resurrection. So they didn't fully understand the meaning of what they experienced on that mountaintop. And so that's exactly why Jesus charged them not to tell anyone about the vision until after the Son of Man would be raised from the dead. So who changed at the Transfiguration? That small community of apostles and all of us. We changed together with them, gradually and with God's perfect grace, especially during this season of Lent. Now, we do know that Peter, James, and John eventually did share this story of the transfiguration because we have it in the three synoptic gospels of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. But not only by their testimony of those three, but also the testimony of all the apostles and many other witnesses who experienced the resurrected Lord, both men and women. And the encounter, the personal encounter of the resurrected Lord is what changed them, what transformed them. As Abbot Jeremy Driscoll writes in his book, Awesome Glory, he said the resurrection answers three important questions. The first is, who is God? Who is God? God is the one who did not abandon his son at his death. Who is Jesus? Jesus is the one who is raised by the Father and who is established as Lord and Messiah. And who are we? We are his witnesses. We are his witnesses in everything. Everything that happens in our lives. All of it points to Jesus, to his cross, his death, his resurrection. In every danger, even this time as people are feeling very anxious and feeling the impact in many ways of the coronavirus. So in this time, we boldly proclaim that the same God who did not abandon Jesus on the cross will not abandon us. And Jesus, who is raised from the dead, will also raise us up. We certainly take seriously all the recommended precautions, but we do not panic because Jesus truly is Lord and Messiah.